used to live in Pennsylvania, and like a fool, I came back to Jersey. But anyhow, 610-462-0804. And God bless you. Have an incredibly dynamic, fun-filled, action-packed weekend. And we'll be back next week. Laurie and I will be back with Michael Bradford. And possibly maybe Nancy might just show up for an hour. I don't know. But that'll be a pleasant surprise if she does. Goodbye now.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump pardoned Scooter Libby today, the former chief of staff to Vice President Dick Cheney, who was convicted in 2007 of perjury, obstruction of justice, and making false statements. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley stated today that chemical weapons were used in an attack in Syria that left scores dead and blamed Russia for complicity as the Trump administration continues to weigh how to retaliate. During remarks today at the United Nations in New York, Nikki Haley says, Russia, this one's all on you.
It is Russia alone that had agreed to be the guarantor of the removal of all chemical weapons in Syria. If Russia had lived up to its commitment, there would be no chemical weapons in Syria, and we would not be here today.
Check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
The latest police officer killed in the line of duty was a member of the Cape Cod, Massachusetts force. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
The suspect accused of murdering Officer Sean Gannon on Thursday has over 100 prior offenses. Yarmouth Town Police Chief Frank Fredrickson says,
Sean was a wonderful, wonderful young man. And I'm not just saying that. I'm going to miss him. Terribly.
Suspect Tom Latinowich allegedly shooting the officer as he was trying to serve a warrant on him. He then barricaded himself in a home for hours before finally surrendering.
Former Speaker of the House John Boehner has had a change of heart when it comes to marijuana and legalization. He's been making the media rounds to discuss why he joined CNBC earlier today.
You've got all these jails full of people because they either used some or they had some small possession of it. It's not a wise use of our society's money.
And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg testified on Capitol Hill this week. One of the big topics was if certain bloggers and certain people were being blocked and being called unsafe for the community. Well, Diamond and Silk's page has over 1.2 million likes, and it was a page that actually Facebook deemed to be unsafe for the community. Now, Mark Zuckerberg did say while testifying that this was done in air and it was going to be resolved. But has it been resolved? Diamond and Silk joined Fox News to update us.
Well, you know, Mark Zuckerberg said the other day that it was their error. Okay, but what we're seeing is that our people still cannot like or follow our page. They're still having problems. What we want is them to go back to before the president became elected.
That's
because
right.
We had none of these problems. After he became elected president of the United States,
that's
we
right.
started having all of these problems. People were able to like and follow our page before the president became the president of the United States and before Zuckerberg started putting these algorithms in place. Take that stuff off of our page.
That's right.
So that our people can like and follow our page. We were never taken down. Our page was still up. But algorithms was put in place where people wasn't our fans and followers that come and like our page was not receiving notifications.
Oh,
they
I
was
see.
Not,
I see.
It was not coming up in their news feed.
Just an example of what Diamond and Silk are referring to. They sent out a Facebook post to their 1.2 million followers, and it was received or seen by five people. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. The Me Too movement has brought up a lot of issues on our society that have needed addressing for quite a long time, ones that go beyond even the immediate issues of sexual harassment, sexual assault, to the way our society is structured and the way in which we treat boys differently than girls and the way in which we encourage and discourage them respectively. There is a book out, however, which holds out some hope and a set of possible guidelines. It's The Confidence Code for Girls. The subtitle is Taking Risks, Messing Up, and Becoming Your Amazingly Imperfect, Totally Powerful Self. It's by Catty Kay and Claire Shipman, who join us today. Catty, Claire, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. We're thrilled.
Well, let's start out, because basically what you're doing here is planting the seeds for a new generation, and this book is designed for young women and designed to help them get to a place where they feel comfortable in themselves. They feel confident enough so that they're not forced into situations which compromise them. How did you come up with the concept of this book, and what do you hope it will do, and how do you hope that young women will interact with this book and develop?
It became very clear to us that the gap in confidence between men and women started much younger. It started with girls somewhere around the middle school age. And in fact, we've got a poll out that came out with this book that shows that at the age of 8, confidence in girls starts declining, and they lose about 30% of their confidence by the age of 14, and it never really recovers. And you're quite right to talk about the Me Too Time's Up generation, because if we are going to have confident women, we need to catch them when they're girls before they kind of drop off this cliff of where their confidence just declines so rapidly. They need to be able to advocate for themselves, to speak up, sometimes not always please people, sometimes, you know, rock the boat a little bit. And that's what we're really hoping we can do with this book.
You're aiming this book at girls who are between 8 and 12 years old. Claire, if you could tell me, why is that age so important? I think Kathy alluded to it just then. Why is it so critical to get girls right at this time frame? It's a very impressionable age, and it really sets the stage for everything that comes after it. And I'm sure you've experienced that yourselves and seen that in young women around you.
It is an impressionable stage, and we didn't realize until we looked at some of the data earlier, and then the data we did ourselves for this book, the data collecting, the poll we conducted, that, you know, the drop in confidence is so profound between the ages of 8 and 14. And what we see is happening is that it's a mix of nature and nurture. So right at puberty, girls are flooded with estrogen, right? Our brains are already kind of developing in a slightly different way than boy brains. We have better people skills, higher EQ. We're kind of more aware of the world in an intense way. That's a real boon. It's great in many ways, but it also makes us tend to be more cautious. Boys with the boost of testosterone become even more natural risk takers. So that sets the stage. And then what happens, because you know, you do need to take risks and fail to build confidence. That's what builds confidence. But girls are getting this message from parents and teachers unwittingly that kind of being good girls, getting everything right all the time, getting A pluses, you know, pleasing people, all that behavior that parents and teachers love, you know, it makes things easier, you know, that they're getting the message that that's why they're valuable. By the time they're in high school, they're full-blown perfectionists. And perfectionists don't want to fail. They don't want to take risks. And so what we're trying to do with this 8 to 12, 8 to 14 age range is get the girls acclimated to taking risks and failing when it's easier, right? It's easier right. to teach them at this age before their confidence has completely bottomed out than, you know, when they're 50.
Right. We're speaking with Kathy Kay and Claire Shipman. They are the authors of The Confidence Code for Girls. Kathy, it seems like one of the underlying messages here is it's okay to make mistakes, and that's never an easy argument to make to a lot of folks. How do you guys try to get that across in this book?
Yeah, it's particularly not easy to make to girls who have this tendency, as Claire says, to want to be perfect, to get everything exactly right, because that's a way of pleasing people and because that's how they feel they get praise in life. And so we really take them through the steps of it, and part of it is realizing that other people fail too. It is what happens to people, to their mom, to their dad, to their teachers. Everybody is going to go through that process. It's, you know, one of the downsides of being part of the human race is that we do have failures, but that there are things to learn from failure, that we fail because we take risks and because we're trying new things. When we only ever do the things we know we're good at, we're less likely to fail. But you don't grow your confidence like that. And so we take them through the steps of, you know, how to deal with it in terms of, you know, you've had a failure at school. You didn't get into the school play that you were hoping you were going to get into. Take a pause. Be nice to yourself. Get an ice cream. You know, have a hug from your mom. Realize that you've been in similar situations before. You've also encountered other struggles, and the sky didn't fall on your head. You did get over it. You survived it. Other people have been through this too, and they have survived it. And then maybe when they're a bit calmer, encourage your girls to get back in. They're going to have to take a risk again. Break it down. Take it small. Think of a small challenge that they can try that will get them used to this idea that after you have failed at something, the world continues. You can try again. You can build yourself up again, because it's that process of resilience that's going to help you actually build your confidence.
Guys, I know your focus here is girls, young women, and I think that's critical and that's of paramount importance. I wonder also if you think, Claire, that there perhaps might be an analog for this in the people skills book for boys. Maybe that would be the step after this.
You're trying to keep us busy.
Yeah. That's a great question. We've had a lot of – we had one young girl the other day in an audience ask us, but what about boys? And so they're like, okay, A, no, boys aren't perfect. So, yes, you know, and in some ways, boys have the opposite problem. And my own son has even said this. He's like, Mom, I'm constantly thinking I do better on tests than I actually do, right? And boys tend to be overconfident. And then, and it's just an interesting is, getting everybody to the right level of confidence, I think, would be useful for everyone. And you're right that boys, you know, the emotional life of boys, I think, would be a very interesting book. I think there are certainly things that that boys could learn. Whether that's going to be our book or not, I'm not sure. We have
Fair
a
enough.
Hands full right now.
No, that makes sense. But you're right, equilibrium and addressing the picture in a holistic way. And I'm so glad that you guys have done what you've done here. It is critical, and I don't want to take away from that. But there's definitely work on both sides to be done. We've been speaking with Kati Kay and Claire Shipman. They are the authors of The Confidence Code for Girls, Taking Risks, Messing Up, and Becoming Your Amazingly Imperfect, Totally Powerful Self. Kati, Claire, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great interview. We appreciate it.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized, more alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6060 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6060. Avant.com, code 6060.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And now, it's the news.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. This month is World Autism Awareness Month, and it kicks off with World Autism Awareness Day, Monday, April 2nd. And here to talk about this and the struggles of folks with autism and what we can do to help them is Angela Geiger. She is the president and CEO of Autism Speaks. Angela Geiger, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
I will say that, you know, until even about 10 years ago or so, I was really not fully cognizant of what it meant to be autistic. And I know there has been a great deal more publicity and attention focused on the issue in the last a decade. But I think awareness is still an issue, and I'm hoping that you can give for folks who have not reached that point, who are not yet aware, a basic definition of what it is and what the struggles are for folks who have autism or are on the autistic spectrum.
Sure.
Autism, or autism spectrum disorder, refers to a range of conditions characterized by challenges with social skills, repetitive behaviors, speech, and nonverbal communication. One of the things that we have learned in these last, as you say, 10, 15 years, is that there's not just one autism, but many subtypes, and that each person with autism can have unique strengths and challenges. So one person's experience with autism is exactly that, one person's experience.
Right, right. And what do you guys, as an organization, how do you go about trying to help folks? I mean, it's a challenge because you're talking about, you know, a bunch of individuals who do not fit necessarily a particular mold. So how does that impact what you guys do in terms of helping folks and trying to drive policy that that makes life easier for folks with autism?
Sure, you're absolutely correct that the spectrum is very diverse, and that people need very person to person need very different support. There are people with autism who are out in the workforce and they're, you know, largely independent. There's other people who need 24/7 support and care. And then there's a bunch of people in the middle. And so here at Autism Speaks, what we try to do is meet people where they are and provide the information, the support, the resources that are appropriate to any individual situation. And part of the way we do that across the board is through our advocacy programs. So when you're a child advocating for early diagnosis and coverage of behavioral interventions, making sure school policies are there, again, no matter where you are in the spectrum, and then really educating about lifespan issues. So as an adult, working toward making employers and community activities more accessible.
We're speaking with Angela Geiger. She is the president and CEO of Autism Speaks. This is World Autism Month during April this year. What policy priorities do you guys have as an organization? What are you most focused on in terms of funding, policies, laws that would be helpful for folks with autism?
So Autism Speaks has a long history of advocating for insurance coverage for effective interventions for people with autism. And then another longstanding priority that's become more and more important is advocating for increased research, federal research funding, so we can really look into the causes and better treatments for autism now and the future. Most of those will be personalized because there are so many subtypes of autism, and those are really the things that we spend a lot of time on in our policy world.
I know that many parents who are just finding out about the condition that their kids may have an enormous amount of challenges, and challenges which include even successfully identifying what is going on with their kids. If there are parents out there who suspect that their children may be on the autistic spectrum, what are the steps to take? How can you be of help to them?
So if you are concerned about your young child, know that you really can have your child successfully diagnosed between 12 and 24 months. But even before that diagnosis, early intervention may be available. So you can go to autismspeaks.org, and you can actually take an online screening test, which is called MCHAT, and it'll just give you some sense of whether or not your child might be at risk for autism. But regardless, if you've got concerns, go to your healthcare professional. And then on our website, on autismspeaks.org, there are tons of resources locally. There's our 100-day kit if you do get that diagnosis, and also state-specific information for what you do where you live.
Are there any particular events or pushes that you guys are going to be having this month that we should be aware of for the rest of the month?
One of the things we're really excited about is we started our Get the Full Picture public service campaign, where individuals with autism tell their stories. And we're inviting everybody to tell their own story about what autism is at autismmosaic.org. And, of course, the best way to get involved is our Autism Speak walks that are held across the country where you can meet other people, get resources, and really make a difference.
We've been speaking with Angela Geiger. She is the president and CEO of Autism Speaks. Again, this is World Autism Month. Go to autismspeaks.org for more information, and please do what you can to assist, make yourself informed and aware. Angela, thanks so much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
I'm Will Flitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6565 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6565.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it.
Do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump pardoned Scooter Libby today, the former chief of staff to Vice President Dick Cheney, who was convicted in 2007 of perjury, obstruction of justice, and making false statements. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley stated today that chemical weapons were used in an attack in Syria that left scores dead and blamed Russia for complicity as the Trump administration continues to weigh how to retaliate. During remarks today at the United Nations in New York, Nikki Haley says Russia... This one's all on you.
It is Russia alone that had agreed to be the guarantor of the removal of all chemical weapons in Syria. If Russia had lived up to its commitment, there would be no chemical weapons in Syria, and we would not be here today.
Check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. We're speaking today to former senior U.S. diplomat Jack Siegel. He is involved in a documentary that is out on public television stations across the country now, The Price of Peace, A Personal Exploration. Jack Siegel, welcome to Now It's the News. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you very much, Derek, and thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to have a chance to talk about The Price of Peace. It's a terrific one-hour documentary made for public television, and I think it's an important show that people should watch, and I think that it's one that they will enjoy tremendously.
I will open by asking you, in an era of what seems to be or might be termed tweet diplomacy, which has its low points and certainly its high points, in that it seems that, at least for the moment, there is indeed a meeting of the two leaders of the United States and North Korea, respectively, scheduled. We'll see if that actually happens. It is a more rocky situation than we have had in the past, it seems. How did we get to this place, and what is the best path for negotiating a settlement which avoids a nuclear catastrophe with regard to North Korea?
Well, we got to it over a period of many decades. I was involved as a negotiator on the strategic arms talks with the Soviet Union. I worked on nonproliferation at the White House, on the National Security Council. Over these many decades, from when the first nuclear weapons were used in 1945, the U.S. and the Soviet Union, and later its successor Russia, developed a relationship, you might call it, a nuclear relationship, that was designed to create stability. But the stability was based on a fundamental concept called deterrence. So what is that? It's, to say it simply, it's if you hit me, I will hit you back. And my response will be so strong that any rational person would decide not to hit me in the first place. That's deterrence. So it's a combination, then, of capability to hit back and a clear signal of intent to do so. Now, that's a rational discussion. Now, we are concerned about rationality when it comes to North Korea. But in this documentary, The Price of Peace, part of the documentary takes place in Korea. And Major General Brian Bishop, a good friend of mine, was the commander there of U.S. Air Forces and U.N. forces there. And he explains that deterrence is achieved in Korea by understanding that North Korea is not irrational. They are very rational and very methodical. They will push and push and push until you say, that's too far. So we have to go into a negotiation with them with that clear understanding in mind. We have to have the first piece of deterrence, which is capabilities to strike back if we are attacked, but also to communicate to them the intent that we would strike back. And then you stop and you step back and you say, okay, now we have established this relationship. Here's what we want from you, and you tell us what you want from us. You get into a negotiation. So the military is one step behind, and the diplomats are in the front line with the leaders. And that's the way that you're going to get to some sort of stable, safe relationship, which we achieved with the Soviet Union over decades. It can be done.
Do you believe that talking to North Korea right now is the correct thing to do under the circumstances that we appear to be about to do it?
Well, I don't want to turn this into a political discussion, if I can avoid it, but I always believe that talking is better than shouting at each other or tweeting each other or sending verbal insults to each other. So, yes, I think in that respect, it's better that we're going to be talking. It's not simple, though. there are a lot of players involved. There's South Korea, who certainly has an interest in this. There's Japan, and there's China. So there may even be a place at the table that needs to be made for Russia. We've had success in negotiating in multilateral forums in the past, and many countries, all with the same idea of achieving an agreement. I'm not sure we're there with North Korea. It's not clear at all what this discussion will achieve. And I think we're at a very early stage of it. I don't know that it's going to happen quickly. You've got now a new national security advisor, John Bolton, who has a lot of experience. I don't agree with him on a lot of the things he's done, but he is not a rookie. He's not someone learning on the job. He's been doing this for decades. He was the Undersecretary of State for Arms Control. And so he knows the business. He knows what needs to be discussed. And it's also a matter of talking to North Korea is going to involve gestures. They're going to have to show that they are serious about doing something about their nuclear weapons program and their ballistic missile programs. We've had this experience before. We achieved with Iran a freeze, but there are a lot of reasons to be skeptical of the freeze. We had a similar agreement with North Korea decades ago when Bob Gallucci negotiated an agreement which was never really honored by the North Koreans. So President Reagan used to like to say, trust but verify.
Right.
We have to have any agreement we would reach has to be verifiable, and that's not going to be simple. But we have an interest in achieving this, which Free to Choose, Price of Peace, Free to Choose Media produced it. The Price of Peace is not a bunch of talking heads discussing deterrence. They go out to where you can visualize it. They go to the Maasai area of East Africa, where deterrence is achieved by simple African tribesmen who have developed a system of deterring each other. They go to the Falkland Islands in physical terms. They're there in the Falklands. And you meet the people who were invaded by the Argentinian junta, the military junta, because the Argentinians didn't believe that the British would actually defend the Falklands. Now, they miscalculated British character, the British having learned of their own that appeasement doesn't work. But they've certainly miscalculated Maggie Thatcher. She was not going to get a bloody nose from the Argentinians and not throw another punch. So she threw the punch. 4,000 troops boarded the Queen Elizabeth cruise liner, and warships galore from Britain steamed for 6 weeks, and they took that island chain back in a matter of a few days. But they had to do that, and that was a failure of deterrence. They shouldn't have had to do it in the first place. And the islanders in the Falklands discuss why it happened, what happened. The British removed a naval ship that had been there for many years. The British cut back on their security patrolling in the area, and they sent an inadvertent signal to the Argentinians, which caused that war to happen, and people died for it.
We've been speaking with former U.S. diplomat Jack Siegel. The name of the documentary is The Price of Peace. It's playing on public radio public television stations across the country. For more information, you can go to freetochoosemedia.org. Mr. Siegel, thanks so much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Americans' total credit card debt continues to climb, with the average household carrying a credit card balance of over $15,000. According to NerdWallet's American Household Credit Card Debt Survey, 61% of Americans who have ever owned a credit card have carried a balance from 1 month to the next. I'm Andrea Warrock, ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs. To get your financial house in order this spring, explore your options when it comes to paying off credit card debt. If you carry a balance on one or multiple cards, consider consolidating debts by taking out a personal loan. You can find these loans online with lenders such as Marcus by Goldman Sachs, which offers no-fee, fixed-rate personal loans to help consumers with good credit pay off high-interest, variable-rate credit card debt. For more information, please visit www.marcus.com. That's www.marcus.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. Multi-platinum rock star Eddie Money is about to take viewers home every Sunday night in AXS TV's all-new original reality series, Real Money. The show captures the daily lives of the Money family. That's not just Eddie, but Lori, his wife of over 30 years, and their five kids, Zach, Joe, Jesse, Dez, and Julian, and also their eight pets. The show is going to premiere Sunday, April 8th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and we're very pleased to speak with Eddie Money. Eddie, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here today.
That was great. It's been a lot of fun. And this AXS TV, AXS TV, it's a pretty – this guy, Mark Cuban, he owns the Dallas Mavericks. And he actually came down and had lunch with me when I was in Dallas. And he's a real gentleman. And the show is really a lot of fun because, you know, my kids are in the music business. And let's face it, nobody sells records anymore. I mean, what you got to do if you're going to sell records, it look at like they don't even have CD players in cars anymore. So everything's email this and Twitter that and blah, blah, blah. So I'm doing everything I can to help my kid out. Dez Money, D-E-Z Money. He's got a very promising career ahead of him. And my son plays drums behind the band. And my daughter's a very talented singer. And the show's been a lot of fun because my wife comes on the road with me, which is great. And it's really a blast, you know?
That's fantastic. So it really is a family effort. I was going to ask you, like, what's it like, you know, balancing a work and family, but it seems like you're working that out pretty well.
Well, it is. It's a good show. We did this thing called Oprah, Where Are They Now? And one of my kids was a really, you know, they get kind of sassy and angry when they're in their 20s. And one of my kids had a bottle of booze. He had a bottle of vodka underneath his mattress. And being a retired alcoholic, I had a fit about that. And they had the cameras on and they captured the whole thing. And they're going, this family's pretty nuts but normal. So that we decided to do the show for AXS called Real Money. And so far it's been a lot of fun. We're getting a lot of good feedback, you know.
Well, that's fantastic. I got to get some advice from you because you got kids in your 20s. I've got a daughter who is 18. She's about to go to college. What do I need to be prepared for? I need advice straight. I need the real straight dope from Eddie Money.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. If she's going to get into college, you remember she's going to pick her own friends and stuff mm-hmm. like that. She's probably a real lady because you sound like a real gentleman.
Oh,
you know, you got to roll your dice and you got to roll your dice and hope for the best. I mean, I've got all my kids living home, and it's kind of strenuous. But then again, I like to keep an eye on them. I mean, they're all doing pretty well. And I mean, I've had friends of mine that had daughters get DUIs. Other friends of mine that the kids got mixed up in some really bad drugs. And I got to thank the big guy upstairs that, you know, my kids are, they're pretty good. And so the TV show is very realistic, and it's kind of great. We did this one episode where we were horseback riding, and they knew I hated horseback riding. So they gave me the biggest horse, and there I am petting this horse on the nose, and I'm going, you look really depressed. Why the long face? So there's a couple of good things, I think, that, like, my son comes down the stairs, and we're getting ready to do a show, and he's got a wool hat on. I said to him, it's 90 degrees. Why does he have a wool hat on? You know, it's like, it's crazy. But, you know, raising kids, it's not that much different than what my father was raising me. But I think the show's a lot of fun. I think a lot of people are really going to relate to it, you know?
Well, that's fantastic. And it sounds like you may have a budding career in addition to your music on the comedy circuit as well. So we're speaking.
Well, I don't know about that. I got a great joke. This couple worked for the greatest show on work. They worked for the circus, and they wanted to adopt a child. Mm-hmm. And they go down to the adoption agency. We'd really like to adopt a child. And the lady said, we don't think the circus is too conducive for raising children. Mm-hmm. They said, we beg to differ. The kid would be great in math from handing up tickets. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the circus is from all over the world. He'd be great in geography. Mm-hmm. We got a doctor on call 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So the lady said, well, we changed our mind. Would you like a boy or a girl? Mm-hmm. And the couple said, it doesn't make any difference as long as they can fit in the cannon.
You see, there you go. You got a solid start, man. We're speaking with rock superstar Eddie Money. His new reality series, Real Money, premieres on Access TV Sunday, April 8th, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So is it more difficult being a touring musician or a father? I mean, both are very challenging in their own ways, but you've got five kids.
You know, there's always a car parked in the driveway. They don't put their dishes in the sink. Half the time, the garbage doesn't go to the curb. It's no different than anybody else that got kids in their 20s, to tell you the truth. But, you know, the kids, I mean, Desmond's a very talented guitar player. But, I mean, these days, people don't sell a lot of records. Having Desmond on the road with me and my other son on drums and my daughter Jessica singing, it's going to open up a lot of doors. So when I finally retire, Jesse and Desmond can keep the family name going. And, you know, I mean, Jessica sings Two Tickets to Paradise, and we do Take Me Home Tonight. The kids know all my material. And let's face it, being a dad, you know, I'm sober now. I still love my wife. I do everything I can for the kids. And then when I get mad at the kids, my wife says to me, quit picking on the kids. What are you, Joe Jackson?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, a lot of kids are reluctant to go into their parents' line of work. Did you ever have the reaction from any of your kids, you know, Dad, I don't want to be a rock star. I want to be a lawyer or a doctor. Did you ever get a response like that?
I really wish that I had a dentist or a doctor or a great CPA in the family. I mean, that would be a dream come true. But instead of that, you know, my oldest son, he's into gymnastics, and he can bench press like 350 pounds. It's a great big deal. Wow. My other son's into dubstep. He went to college at UC. He went to Berklee School of Music, and he came out with listening to dubstep, which is this crazy music. Yeah. And then I got the kids, I don't know what to tell you. You know, I mean, I'm in a spiritual program. You know, I try to leave a good example for the kids, but, you know, they're going to go out. I mean, they're 21 years old. If they're going to go out and have a couple of drinks, it's fine. But I got to tell them, look, if you get pulled over and a cop gives you a breathalyzer tech, if you lose your license, don't ask me to drive you to, you know, I mean, come on, give me a break here, you know. But the kids are doing great. They're smart.
Great.
They're not getting into a lot of trouble. And I don't know. Like I tell everybody, I take my wife to church every Sunday. But then again, it's the only nap I get all week.
You know, I got to comment on that. I mean, like over 30 years with the same woman, you've been married. How do you reconcile that with the rock star image? I mean, you're not exactly living up to expectations here.
Well, she got really sick of me, and we separated for 3 years. And I got to tell you, it was the best 3 years of my life.
but eventually you made it work. I guess you know, couples go through phases like that, but eventually you reconciled, you made it work, and now you're back to taking naps at church, yeah. Huh?
You know, it's like, you know, at least falling asleep to the JCPenney bra ads, you know?
We're speaking with Eddie Money. His new reality series, Real Money, premieres on Access TV Sunday, April 8th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. What are we looking at with this series? I mean, this is your home life. What should we be focused on for the first couple of episodes here? There's some interesting stuff going on. What should we be expecting and looking for?
Well, to me, when I look at myself, to me, it's like, you know, I mean, I used to look good about 10 years ago. I just saw the Dan Rather's interview that I did, and it was called The Big Interview with Dan Rather. It was a whole hour of me on TV. And I'm looking at myself, my chin, I'm going to be 70 years old this year. I'm losing my chin. I feel like I could lose 10 pounds, but I'm being very honest up there. And I think what's good about the show is I think people are going to get a kick out of the show and find out that the Eddie Money is not that much different than any other parent in this country that got kids and had raised their kids and they want their kids to be successful. I mean, I'm just a typical American parent, and I got a great-looking wife, and I think it comes across great on television, you know?
Well, that's fantastic. I'm so glad that your success continues, so glad that you got this television program, and most especially that you enjoy and stay in such close touch with your family, and that you guys all get along, at least as much as any typical family would. And I'm sure we'll see some interesting scenes of that coming up starting on Sunday. We've been speaking with Eddie Money. Okay. His new reality series is Real Money. It premieres on Access TV Sunday, April 8th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Eddie, a real pleasure speaking with you. Thanks so much, and good luck with everything.
I'll talk to you later. Thanks for a great interview.
Happy trails. Happy trails.
That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by Derek Blair. For more information, go to nowitsthenews.com. Follow us on Twitter at nowitsthenews. And until next week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair.
Happy trails.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are more bullish than their non-Hispanic peers about revenue and hiring in the year ahead, and optimistic about their long-term future. According to the 2018 Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight, 37% plan to hire in 2018, and 71% expect revenue increases. Additionally, over three-quarters of Hispanic business owners plan to grow their business in the next 5 years, and nearly 9 out of 10 believe the business environment for Hispanic entrepreneurs will strengthen in the next decade. Elizabeth Romero, Bank of America Small Business Executive, discusses the findings.
One of the fastest-growing segments of the small business sector, Hispanic entrepreneurs expect economic growth, higher revenue, and increased hiring in 2018. This overwhelming optimism extends beyond this year, as Hispanic business owners are anticipating a stronger business climate that will help them grow and flourish over the next decade.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump issued a pardon to former Vice President Dick Cheney's top aide, Scooter Libby, saying the 2007 conviction for obstructing the probe into the leaking of a CIA operative's identity appears to be tainted. During her daily White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders addressed the pardon.
Pardoning Libby was the right thing to do after the principal witness recanted her testimony. The D.C. Court of Appeals panel unanimously voted to restore Mr. Libby's bar membership.
President Donald Trump wasted no time in firing back at former FBI Director James Comey today after the release of a preview clip or two from Mr. Comey's upcoming interview regarding his new tell-all book. President Trump tweeted that Comey was a leaker and liar, and virtually everyone in Washington thought he should be fired for the terrible job he was doing, and that he leaked classified information for which he should be prosecuted. This is USA Radio News.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went